Are we taking your calls at 800-636-1067 about the latest in the Terry McLaurin saga? Garrett Wilson signs a massive deal with the New York Jets. He'll be averaging $32.5 million per season going forward.
Isn't it crazy how, and this has happened in every sport, so I get it.
Yeah.
How the salaries for specifically receivers has gone. Jerry Rice, I believe his top salary was $5.4
million. Mm-hmm.
Randy Moss's top salary was around $14
million. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those guys were playing now, they'd be making $40
million. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
crazy.
Top of the market.
The last 10 years or so, our buddy D. Smith negotiated some big deals. They got a good chunk of that TV money. The TV money kept going up.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And the boys are getting paid.
It's unbelievable. I understand $5.4 million back in 1996 or whenever was a lot of money.
Right.
But think about how different it is.
Look, people like offense and they like scoring. Yeah. Wide receivers score a lot of points. They help produce offense. Those guys are going to get paid.
You know, one thing that is being a little bit undersold, and I'm assuming it's going to happen today or tomorrow, but I believe Trey Amos, as of last night, had still not signed his deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's just got to show up. I think it's a formality.
Yeah.
When he reports, he will sign. But as of yesterday, I believe he had not signed his deal yet.
Okay.
That's
kind of like a slotted thing.
It's a slotted thing. I don't know how he could really gain from holding out. But every once in a while, there's that one rookie that is trying to get a little bit more or do something a little bit different. Hopefully this figures itself out and it's just, you know, formality.
Right.
Well, just keep an eye on that.
I mean, 32nd rounders haven't signed with their teams.
Yeah.
Like it's throughout the league.
Right. So they're all waiting.
Keep an eye on it. Keep an eye on it. All right, let's pay out some of these calls. Let's go to Marvin.
Before we get to Marvin, Terry McLaurin, maybe he's stressing about it, but he doesn't look stressed because he's just hanging out in Italy with his new wife.
Right.
He's just globetrotting, having a great time.
Right.
Letting his agent deal with all this nonsense.
Let's go to Marvin. Marvin, what's up? He's having his sex trip. Marvin.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Marvin.
Hey, Marvin.
Hey, yo, Kate, great cash, man. I followed you all the time.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate everybody following along while I was in Vegas. Yeah, that was very cool.
I was hoping you got to the final table. Well, I was like, oh, I was invested.
Well, if I had, I wouldn't even be here because the final table starts today.
Imagine.
That's how long
a zombie
that grind
you
is.
Would be.
Oh,
yeah.
So zombified.
No sleep for weeks.
Yeah.
What's up, Marvin? What do you think about this deal? What does the Wilson deal do, if anything, to the McLaurin negotiations?
Well, I'm kind of like a business nerd, and kind of like the first thing I thought of is when is like the big money got to be spent by this organization. And as I thought about it, like Jaden is the big money.
Mm-hmm.
So if Jaden's the big money, his extension comes up in year four of his contract because they'll definitely sign him or re-up his fifth-year option. So the fourth year is when they're going to have to give him that $100-plus million signing bonus with his extension. But that doesn't kick in until 2029. So if they were going to do a deal with Terry McLaurin, the number should be, or the year should be, a four-year deal for like $135, but guarantee him more money, which would be like $75 to incentivize him to sign it. Now, it's still a two-year deal, but he gets a lot more money up front for those first 2 years. They can spread it out. And his contract would end in the year that they start paying Jaden Daniels.
It's an interesting thought.
So that's the number I would look at. And I also have this one philosophy. They have to negotiate hard, even with the people you want to keep. You have to negotiate hard, or the other people that you have to really negotiate hard with will think that it should be just a cakewalk. They have to do this. This is standard business where your very best players still have to work to get their money. And it's really no big issue in my head because not paying Terry would be the worst business decision since letting Dan Snyder sell the team. I mean, not sell the team.
Buy the team.
Let me get that back. So it doesn't worry me at all. I feel like it's a fait accompli. It's just a matter of, like, what is going to incentivize Terry to sign the contract? And as I see it, I see 4 years, $135, $75 guarantee, which is the 2 years up front, maybe a little on that third year if he was called again. But I'm just guaranteeing the first 2 years. And you can spread out the signing bonus over the 4 years, and which makes it easier to, like, get other players to sign because you didn't spend it all.
You know what? So smart call, Marvin. Thank you, Marvin. Good call. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
All right. Good job. Smart call. Let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Gary in Upper Marlboro. Gary, what's up?
Good morning, Junks.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, listen, I'm looking at this from, I agree with the caller in one respect, in that they have to do a tough negotiation. It's not because they need to set a tone for the rest of the guys. But, I love Terry, okay? But Terry is not these other guys, okay? He is not CeeDee Lamb. He's not Justin Jefferson. He's not the kid out in Cincinnati. Terry doesn't take over games. He's never done that. Terry is about a guy that's going to give you 60 to 65 yards per game on a consistent basis, and that's very valuable. But that is not elite. That is not paying this guy like he is Jerry Rice.
So you don't think, do you think he's a legit number one?
I think that for our team, yes. Okay, but, you know, I can – That's a very good question. I think
he proved
32,
it. I think he proved it.
I think it's I think the 32 number one receivers that have to be on the team, and yes, under that, I think he's our number one. But if you watch him consistently over the year, compared to CeeDee Lamb, CeeDee Lamb in our division takes over games. Justin Jefferson takes over games. That's not what Terry is. Terry is a very consistent player. He averages about.
I think most people generally agree with that sentiment.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a notch below the top four or five, but then he's in that next. Yeah. He's in that next tier, and that tier, by the way, starts with a three.
Yeah, that tier gets paid. Starts with the 30 millions.
But he's 30.
Okay,
yeah,
but starts with a three.
He can get paid $30-plus million for his year 30, 31, and 32 years.
Thank you.
Like, he should be in that neighborhood of compensation. Now, the deal's going to be shorter because he's older. Everybody understands that. But he's a guy that is explosive with Jaden Daniels throwing him the ball. He was really good before that. But the combo of him and Jaden Daniels is explosive. And it should get compensated as such.
And he was, and I would agree with Gary for the most part with the statistics that he's thrown out. You know, he's he's not a guy that's going to throw up 1,500, 1,700 yards receiving, but he was a touchdown machine.
Right. And I would expect that. Now, that's, maybe not 13 this year. I would expect a little bit of regression, but like 9 or 10 should certainly be right around where he comes in.
Yeah.
Maybe a dozen or more.
How do you guys, everyone just assumes that Terry, if he was offered $30 million, would take it. How do we know that? How do we know that Terry's agent's not saying 34, 35?
I'm sure he is. I wouldn't be surprised if they started with a four.
Well, I know, but everyone says, oh, just pay him 30 and be done with it. Well, maybe they have.
I don't think they would take it.
We have no idea.
My guess is that they started very high, way above 30.
Right.
And but then the skins came in at Evans at 24, and that's hence the big gap. To me, it raises the floor. Where now you got to start with a three.
Yeah, like if I'm his agent, I'm gonna walk in and say, if the offer doesn't start with a three, average annual value, we want to trade. Like, do you play hard? Like, that has to be where it starts.
He doesn't want to trade, though, I don't think.
I'm sure he doesn't want one. I'm just saying you have to go in and say, he's getting paid $30+ million per year, and that might even be light. And if you're not going to go to $30+ million per year, we want to trade.
Well, their leverage to me.
That's what his agent should do.
Is the waiting game, right? The longer it goes, the more nervous the Commanders will get.
Right.
That Terry's not going to report to camp, that Terry's not going to be there in the preseason.
Yeah.
So to me, if I'm the agent, I'm not even calling. I maybe say what you say about the salary. Say, hey, don't even call me unless it starts with a 3-3.
Right.
Not even just a 3-0. It's got to be 33.
I'm sure they are saying that.
Right. And so the agent might just be playing the waiting game, saying, hey.
They're both playing the waiting game.
Yeah.
But I think, I just want to know, are there any other guys, the receivers that are out there that deals are kind of pending?
Not
Or was that
not
was that
for big, not for deal not for numbers like this?
I mean, the big things you hear about are T.J. Watt and Trey Hendrickson.
Right. By the way,
Terry,
the Trey Hendrickson thing is not getting any better.
Mm-mm. Doesn't seem like
last
it.
Now, I saw
reports that T.J. Watt was getting closer, but who knows?
Yeah. If you want to compare, he was pretty close. Terry's career receiving yards per game is about 65.
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb's is 78. So definitely higher. And one year, CeeDee, you know, 2 years ago, CeeDee averaged 100 yards per game, 102. Yeah. Right. But his career average is 73.
I'd also like to see
78.
I'd also like to see how many targets CeeDee Lamb has had over Terry McLaurin.
I'll tell you right now.
Probably
he's had 720.
Lot. Okay.
That's for CeeDee.
Yeah.
Over, but that, you'd have to look at the average.
Sure. Yeah.
So the average, the average is 151. Okay, for CeeDee. For Terry, the average
way
is
lower than that.
127.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean,
127.
You have to take that into account.
So yeah, like, so then what you look at yards per catch.
Yeah, I mean, CeeDee's had Dak throwing him the ball his entire career.
So Terry's yards per reception average is 13.9. Okay, CeeDee's yards per reception is lower. It's 12.8.
Right, he just gets more volume.
Yeah,
he gets more balls.
You can make
his wife.
The argument that Terry's more explosive.
Well, I mean,
no, you can't.
Yeah, but yards per reception, it's higher.
Yeah, but you know you can't. There's no way you would say that Terry McLaurin's more explosive than CeeDee Lamb.
Based on watching them. I don't know. Terry took a big step last year.
Well, I agree. I'm just saying, when you look at the two players on the field, I'm not going to say Terry's more explosive than CeeDee Lamb.
Well, he if you base it on yards per reception, I can make that argument statistically.
And I'm not saying he should get paid more than CeeDee Lamb, but he should be close to the CeeDee Lamb neighborhood when it's said and done. CeeDee Lamb's averaging $34 million. Like, he may not get $34 million, but maybe he gets 32. Maybe he gets the Garrett Wilson deal.
CeeDee Lamb's career
per year,
17 game average is 8 touchdowns per 17 games.
Yeah,
Terry's is 7.
Mm-hmm.
That 13 really.
13
him.
Definitely.
That really lifted. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's go. Let's go to Jay, Indian Head. Jay, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? So there's a list. Okay, so I think the deal should start between 32 and 33 and a half or something like that. So for me, there's a list that came out yesterday. It's a thing called StatMos. So the top guy on there is Ja'Marr Chase at 33 touchdowns, and the bottom guy is Justin Jefferson at 23 touchdowns. And I understand Terry just had a year with 13 touchdowns, but we see what he can do when he has a legit quarterback. So he was only one off from the bottom guy, which is they only did 9 receivers. They didn't even do top 10. So if there was a top 10, I'm quite sure Terry would have been on that list, probably tied with a couple other guys in the league. But other than that, you know, I just think that they should start. That could be part of the negotiation. So I would start at like 3 years, 102 to 105 million, like 85 to 90 fully guaranteed.
Did the Garrett Wilson deal, which was struck yesterday, 4 years, 130 million, make you more nervous about Terry's situation or make you think it's more likely to resolve itself?
I think it's going to get done during camp. It's going to be a little bit of a delay. I don't think it's going to happen within the next 2 weeks.
Does it help or hurt Terry? What do you think? I think it helps him.
Yeah. I think it helps him.
I think it helps his bargaining position.
Now, the guy from CBS, Jonathan Jones, says it really doesn't affect it.
Right. He's basing that on age, and I understand that. Reasonable opinion. But I just think it further defines what top receivers are getting paid. You have to factor age in, and that'll be in the length of the deal. But in the per, I think it takes that Mike Evans deal and it punts it into the Atlantic.
I would argue that that thing is so outdated.
Yeah.
So not.
You can't even bring that up.
Not a relevant deal
anymore. I think the DK deal is relevant.
I don't think that was relevant even before this deal.
I agree with you, but people were still trying to bring that up. I think the DK deal is relevant. This deal's relevant. All the recent deals have defined the receiver market.
Mm-hmm.
So, but listen.
Do you guys want to put money on the date?
Ooh.
Let's do it.
$5
a man.
Two
first,
wins.
Before we do this, is he going to be a hold in or a hold out?
Like, will he show up to training camp?
I think he's
going to
be a hold in. I think he's going to be that guy because it's kind of a trend. I think he's going to be that guy that's there in his hoodie.
So he just does meetings.
He doesn't want to get fined.
Doesn't go out on the field.
Yeah, and he's there in good faith, but he's just not going to practice until he gets a deal done.
Possible.
I think he's going to be a hold-in.
I can buy that. I can go either way on that one.
That's what Ayuk did.
Who wants to get in first?
Sure.
Throwing a dart on the board. $5?
Yeah,
$5
sure,
each.
Sure.
I don't want in. I can't predict. I'm out.
Man, August? August is coming to mind. What day in August, though?
Your birthday is August 5th.
Are they going to really want to jeopardize this relationship? Are they going to want to jeopardize this relationship? Jeopardize the reps? By just holding out over a couple. I mean, the guy just bought a freaking $500,000 football card for just publicity.
August 19th is your birthday, Kicks. Well, my bad.
If he doesn't sign by August 19th, then panic ensues. He signed by August 2nd is my date. Basically a week into training camp. They come to an agreement.
I like that.
August 2. He does this. Whoop. Signs it and looks at all the numbers. Just can't believe he's putting $80 million in his account.
I'm going to go with my travel day to Switzerland, July 30th.
Okay. All right. July 30th.
Jason,
August 2nd.
I'm
so stupid. I'm not.
I'll
in.
Go over.
I'm out.
I'll go over.
Both of those?
August 3rd. So anything after August 3rd.
Okay.
I think you got to nail it, though.
You got to nail it. Nail the date.
Nail the date.
Do you guys want in? Boys behind the glass?
If you nail it, you get the pot.
Right, yes. August 8th. I mean,
August 8th. All right. You're in.
Anybody else want in?
No. I'm out.
Matt?
No deal.
All right, we got 3 dates on the board.
All right, $15 in the pot.
Sweet.
Very good.
Let's go July 30th.
All right, don't forget, coming up in just over 20 minutes, Grant Paulson is going to join us from Atlanta. He's at the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. We'll talk about James Wood, the Home Run Derby, the Nats Draft, and more with Grant coming up at 8 a.m.